But right now we're going to lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline and talk some Oregon hoops. His team, 4-0. Perfect week home and on the road. Now only looking up at UConn and Notre Dame in the rankings, prepping for a couple of afternooners at St. Mary's. Follow what he's up to on Twitter. Try the handle at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves checks in. Coach, always a pleasure. How are things?
Steve, everything's great, buddy. Always good to be here.
So I know we've talked about the support you and your program have earned in this community, but the home game before this, just a huge ovation for your team. Saturday, they introduced you with some of your fellow coaches. A great roar. Safe to say that kind of support and kind of folks feeling the joy of your program never gets old?
Oh, it never gets old. I'm so glad that that the community's embraced this team, and they're coming out in droves. We had darn near 7,000 in our opener and had almost 6,000 in our second game. So I think that 5,000-person threshold will be kind of the baseline from now on, and I think it'll just continue to grow and grow. But they've earned it. They work really hard, and I think people like the passion with which they play.
No, I use the word earned deliberately there. I know I was kind of goofing around on Twitter, and of course you who work for the U of O, you get some of the coolest gear. Where did you get that jacket you were wearing? Because I didn't even realize you were going to be the next GQ cover guy.
Yeah, hey, I'm no GQ cover of anything, buddy. I don't know where I was given it. You know, I hate to say this, but sometimes we're given so much stuff, you don't know where it came from. But I got a lot of comments on that, and thanks for that shout-out there on Twitter, big guy. I didn't even think twice about it. To me, it's all about practicality. I was cold, and I needed it. So, and then when you have a head like mine, you know, it doesn't keep a lot of heat in. So the warmer I dress and the better the hat I'm wearing, the better I feel.
Well, you pulled it off, Coach.
Well, certainly, thanks. I appreciate it.
You guys obviously have really done amazing work on the recruiting trail. A couple of big announcements this week, one from the land down under. What could you tell us about Lucy Cochran, her game, and in essence the process that's going to bring her to Eugene?
Yeah, well, this is like the Commonwealth class. We've signed three up till now, and two from Australia, one from Great Britain. So Lucy was our third and not final, we hope, but our third signee this fall. And yeah, she's 6'5", 6'6", really athletic. Going to remind a lot of people of Lydia Giomi, who's on our team now. Real tall, thin, super athletic. I think her defense is a little further ahead than her offense, but a project in some ways. And I don't mean that as a bad term. She's just still got some development, in her body, and will continue to grow. But like my coach used to say when I was playing men's basketball, hey, you guys, this guy's 7 feet tall, and he's going to be 7 feet all game long. So it's nice to get another post in the fold.
Yeah, as we continue with Coach Graves, you mentioned international from Northampton, England, another who's represented the national team. She's a guard. You posted a highlight reel, and man, she's got game. Both hands she can handle the ball with, bombs away. What could you tell the folks about Holly Winterburn?
Holly Winterburn, yeah. I'm glad that you watched the little video. I put that on for a reason. I just wanted to see let people see the variety of ways, and you mentioned it, that she can score. Great shooter. She's got good size for a guard. She plays well in the pick and roll. And like you said, can finish right hand, left hand. She's used to playing at a high level. She's going to make their senior national team as a 17-year-old. She's just, and she's got savvy and moxie about her, and I like that. Like a lot of our players, she's going to have to improve her defense a little bit. But you know me, I look at the offensive side of the ball first when we're recruiting, and I feel like we can help teach them good team defense later on.
One general thought, you know, I've been obviously this year I've been watching you guys on the stream, and actually in observing the last couple years, I actually, this might sound nuts, I enjoy watching your huddles as kind of an old school Knick fan from the 70s. Red Holtzman had that reputation for letting the players speak. And would I be accurate to say that you and your staff just you engage your players and kind of allow them to be part of the strategy process in game?
We do usually at halftime as well. We'll you know, say, hey, well, what do you guys see? Because a couple of things. Number one, we recruit very savvy, high IQ players that we really trust. You know, they're the ones actually out there doing it, and so they know better than we do many times. I just think that's important. And yeah, sometimes our huddles, you know, I know Coach Campbell likes to speak in them. Jody will chime in. But yeah, I think it's great that the team talks, because I value what they say. And most of the time they're right on. It's us coaches that don't know what the heck we're doing sometimes.
Yeah, clearly you're the albatross around their necks. you know, last week's games, I want to start with Utah State, because I think in college hoops in particular, those early road games, regardless of the caliber of your team, they could teach you something because it's an unfamiliar venue. It's early in the year. But man, you guys came out, had a 30-point first quarter. How pleased were you and your staff with just how they exploded from the gate?
Oh, I think it's been great. Actually, we've played well in every first quarter this year, which is a good sign. That means our kids are ready and prepared. Yeah, the game at Utah State, you know, there wasn't a ton of people. Have you ever been in that arena before, the Spectrum?
No, it looked kind of unique.
It's unique. They have different colors. It's all spectacled inside the seats. They're all the colors of the fall leaves, apparently. And it's kind of cool looking. But anyway, if there weren't a ton of people there, so we had to keep ourselves energized as a team. And I think that's one of the tests that you've got to learn early. You know, your kids got to keep each other up on those nights when maybe the crowd isn't all that juiced. So I like early season games. We've had, like you said, two already. We're going to have another one this week and a game on a neutral site. And we've yet to play a couple very difficult road games later at South Dakota State, Michigan State. But I think the road really helps you mature. It helps your kids bond. And I think it's really good for a team in preseason. Unfortunately, a lot of the big-time teams will play 10 or 11 home games and not go on the road until league.
You know, one of the things, and obviously we've spoken a lot about Ruthie Hebert. We will speak a lot about her. But, man, she missed a shot. Just the demon inside. Drew fouls. I mean, when she's dominating inside like that, it just seems like it helps a lot of other things fall into place.
Oh, no question about it. And she, I think for the first time, was fully healthy this season. And you can see what a difference it makes. But, yeah, right now she's shooting about 77% from the field. I mean, that's almost as good as it gets, big guy. But, you know, she does her work early. She gets the ball deep so she can just turn and finish. She doesn't have to do a whole lot sometimes. And she's also got some elite guards that are passing her the ball when and where she needs it. So, you know, that also helps. But Ruthie's quite a talent, continues to get better, and I think her defense has really picked up as well. So, been impressed so far.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. I know a lot of people were kind of talking about Sabrina's triple-double, the fact she made a basket, but that's yeah. A good Buffalo team. You mentioned when we were talking, they went Sweet 16. So with her not shooting well, I mean, how nice was it to have Ruthie and Sabali and Boley kind of pick up the scoring slack? And because of that, you're able to beat a pretty darn good team by 20.
Yeah, that's a team that's going to win 25 to 28 games and, you know, have a chance to get back to the second weekend of the NCAA. That's going to prove to be a very, very good win. And I think it just, again, reinforced to our team that we're not all Sabrina. You know, when she has one of those games, and every player has some, that, you know, it doesn't mean that we're in big trouble. We have other players that can step up, and I think, you know, that was important for them to see. We've had great balance so far. If you look at our scoring, Actually, all production throughout the season so far, great balance. And that's always a good thing. You can't just key on one or two players.
One final thing.
Sabrina's not going to have many nights like that, though, Steve. She was the first to admit.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're going to circle that one, and I have a feeling that's going to stand out as the one. But this tournament, the St. Mary's tournament, it's another first for your team because you haven't played back-to-back. It's the tournament mentality. You go UC Riverside, who almost beat BYU. St. Mary's knocked off Washington State there. So what are some of the challenges you expect these Thursday and Friday games to present down there?
Well, UC Riverside has a mad professor as a coach. He runs unique stuff, disguises defense. You better be ready to play his teams, and so that'll be a fun game. They're always a fairly strong program. St. Mary's is very good. They're picked second in the WCC. They're playing at home. It is a homecoming for Sabrina. She's from that area. I know we've probably sold more tickets than they have, so it'll be a home game for us in a lot of ways, but. But they're very good. A lot of Aussies, and just like on their men's team. But they're experienced. I think they have four starters back, and that'll be a good test for us. And like you said, back-to-back games. With nine players, there's not going to be a lot of excuses made. We're just going to have to toughen up and play back-to-back nights. But these kids would rather play than practice anyway, so I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I know
being on the road for Thanksgiving. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a working holiday for you and your program, but, I want to wish you all safe travels, healthy and happy to you and your family. Folks, follow Coach on Twitter. The handle's at GoDucksKG. I always appreciate your time, and best of luck down there, and look forward to catching up next week, Coach.
Thanks, Steve. Always love being with you, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Have a good weekend yourself.
All right. Thank you.